Andrew, let's start on that point that Donald Trump was making in that speech, rather defiantly, saying we want anything we can get, specifically zeroing in on those rare minerals. What's behind this? I mean, he had said he wants to achieve a peace in Ukraine. He'd said that pretty much from the get-go. But this week, he has been really forceful about getting President Zelensky to accept his terms. What do you think is behind all this?
Well, it represents the major shift in Trump's foreign policy, particularly as we see it in Ukraine, which is not based on protecting the liberal rules-based international order, which the Biden administration has been doing, and it's not so much a defense of democracy versus autocracy. What Trump is doing across the board, he is advancing America's interests, that is financial interests, security interests, but it's you have to understand it's transactional interests. And so he's saying, you know, Ukraine isn't that important for the United States. He said repeatedly they're on the other side of the ocean. You know, we spent a lot of money and we want to get a bit of a financial payback. That's exactly the line he's taking. And that is, of course, again, a major shift from the previous administration and from previous administrations that the United States have had more or less since 1945.